This is a very, to be honest, scary parable. It is a parable, or it is a similitude, that should send shivers down all of our spines. It is one of the harshest similitudes in the whole Quran. And our scholars, when they mention this, you can sense the fear and the dread when they're making a sharh of this similitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Tell them the story of the one whom we gave him all of our signs and miracles. He had knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah blessed him with the knowledge of, this is a Torah, this is from the Bani Israel. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. And rather than follow that knowledge, he turned around and abandoned all of it. Insalakha means he literally peeled off. He abandoned completely. And we'll tell you the story of who this person is. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Once he took out the protection of knowledge, once he abandoned what Allah gifted him of the knowledge of the Torah, Shaytan followed him all the way to the end. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. And he caused him to be destroyed. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. If we had willed, we could have raised this man's ranks high up. Why? Because knowledge raises people's ranks. This is in the Quran. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah raises the ranks of those who have iman and those who have ilm amongst you. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ. If Allah had wanted, I would have raised this man high up. What did the man do? وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Rather than being raised high, he wanted to live permanently on this earth. Rather than doing something noble, he wanted to come down to this earth. أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. How? What did he do? وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. He followed all of his lusts and desires. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. Then comes the similitude, one of the most harshest similitudes in the whole Quran. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبُ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. His example is that of the dog. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبُ. His example is that of the dog. This is the wild dog, the rabid dog. That إِنْ تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ وَإِنْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ. If you try to shoo the dog away, tell him to leave or whatnot, he doesn't understand. He's panting all the time with his tongue out. And if you let him be, he's still doing the same thing. He's still panting, ignoring you. Whether you try to advise, whether you try, it's all the same. The dog, the untrained dog, the wild dog, the rabid dog, he doesn't understand your commandments. So he's going to react in the same way. Then Allah says, this is the example of those who abandoned our signs. Now what is this story? And what are some of the benefits we can derive? It is said in the books of tafsir that this is one of the people of the Bani Israel during the time of Musa alayhi salam. He was a worshipper of Allah, an abid. He was somebody who had memorized the Torah, and Allah had gifted him with special knowledge. Allah had gifted him that his dua, and he also had certain skills and talents. You know, those were different generations. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, go and tell the stories of the Bani Israel, because strange things happened amongst them. كان فيهم العجائب. Strange things happened. They had powers and they had talents that we are now no longer privy to. Those were different generations. They had things that we don't know about. So Allah gave this man certain powers and talents. Now, the story varies what exactly it was, but basically, this person was tempted and seduced by another king, a pagan king, to join sides against Musa. And the king attempted multiple times. And initially this scholar, this sheikh, refused. He goes, how can I be against the Prophet of Allah? But eventually the king bribed him with wealth and power and fame and women. He got all of this dunya. And so he used the talents and the knowledge that Allah gave him, he used it for the dark side, for the other side. And he caused damage to the Bani Israel until finally Musa overcame him. So this was a scholar who used his scholarship and his talents for the batil, for the wrong side. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tell the story of this man. Tell the story of this man. We gave him all of this. And if we wanted to, his ranks would have been raised high. But he refused because he wanted this dunya. He turned away from the signs of Allah. He turned his back to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did he do? He dropped down to this earth wanting to live forever. It's a very powerful passage here, right? That أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. He literally is down on this earth like a dog is. And he wants to live forever by following his desires. Then Allah says, this is like the example of the dog. A'udhu billah. You know, Allah created the animal kingdom. Some of the animals we respect and admire, like the lion, as brave as the lion, as sharp as the falcon. Other animals, it is our fitrah. All societies consider these animals to be demeaning. The dog and the pig are universal insults in all societies, by the way. In every language and culture, you want to insult somebody, you can call him a dog and a pig. It's in our fitrah. We don't view these animals as noble animals, and especially wild dogs and rabid dogs, which is what this parable is about. By the way, not all dogs are evil, by the way. Allah Azza wa Jalla explicitly mentions in the Quran that if you train the dog and you send him out, then you may eat of the food of that dog. That dog has special rulings and commandments. Notice, by the way, a trained dog, right? Allah says, mu'allimeen, the kilab that are mu'allim, the dogs that are trained, they actually raise up in ranks because they have ilm. The ilm even raises the dog, literally, no exaggeration. Whereas the wild dog, Allah uses in another example. The point being, how can we benefit from this? It is a dire warning to all of us who have knowledge, and especially the ulama and the du'at, we Allah ask Allah's afiyah and protection, to not use our knowledge to service evil. And we seek Allah's refuge, but this needs to be said, wallahi. Because one of the biggest fitnas of our religion, as Umar ibn al-Khattab said, that, and in fact there are a hadith about this as well, that the thing that I fear the most for you are imams that are misguiding people. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, one of the ways that Islam will be destroyed is when the scholars become misguided. We seek Allah's refuge. And we see this, wallahi, it needs to be said. I'm not going to be that blunt, but you get the point here. There are ulama, we seek Allah's refuge. They had ilm, and they had the shahadat and the degrees, and they had all that was required. But then when they got to a level of power and position, they were seduced by powers that are. They were seduced by salatin and by governments. And they were able to co-opt these scholars by power, by money, by giving them titles of sheikh and mufti and grand mufti. And we see this ra'ya al-ayn with our own eyes, justifying every batil, justifying every evil. If there are protesters in the masjid, go ahead, kill them. These are khawarij. Sometimes even the rulers might not even be Muslim. They might be Nusayris and Duruz. And you have ulama saying, oh, this is Khalid ibn al-Walid as our leader. Wal-iyadu billah. These are ulama as-su. These are ulama as-salatin, we call them. Scholars who have sold themselves to the highest bidder. And they're justifying all types of batil. And everybody knows this. But subhanAllah, this is the fitna that we live in. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned ulama from associating with dictators and the salatin. He warned the scholars. He said, إِيَّاكُمْ, I caution you from going to the doors of the rulers. Do not entertain friendship with those that are in power, because scholarship must be independent of rulers. It is the scholars who keep the rulers in check and not the other way around. So we seek Allah's refuge, but we see this reality in our eyes. It wasn't just this person in Bani Israel. His name was Bal'am ibn Ba'ura. So a strange name. Bal'am ibn Ba'ura. It was a strange name back then. His name was Bal'am ibn Ba'ura. He flipped sides from the side of Musa to the side of the tyrannical king. And he sold his knowledge to the highest bidder. Wal'iyadu billah. We have plenty of Bal'ams in our times here. We seek Allah's refuge. But so even if, by the way, so of course the parable is primarily to those who have literally sold their religion and flipped 180 degrees. But still, every one of us that has knowledge, and all of us inshallah have some knowledge, we should be terrified that this parable even partially applies to us. When we turn away from that knowledge and we don't act upon that knowledge and we go to this world and we follow our desires, we seek Allah's refuge, but a portion or a fraction of this might apply to us. So this is a very, very dire warning that we should try our best to implement the knowledge that we have. We don't want to be like the dog. The parable, of course, is obvious that the dog, the wild dog, does not benefit. He acts the same way, whether in front of a wise person, whether in front of a nobody, the dog is going to pant and act wildly. So Allah is saying, this is the example of the one who used to have knowledge, but now that knowledge is of no benefit to him. There's no acting upon it. He's acting the same as if he didn't have any knowledge, just like the rabid dog. We don't want to be like that, brothers and sisters. Whatever we learn, thank Allah for that, and try our best to act upon it. And if we commit a sin, never justify that sin. Never ever justify the sin, much less change our religion to the highest bidder. This is what this parable is against. We seek Allah's refuge from ever going down that avenue.